Did you catch Meha on 104.8 Ishq this morning?
Very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Wish you the same. I'm good. I'm not bad at all.
Nikhil, so basically, I just wanted to know if you're good to go. We will get right into the questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Nikhil, you know, you've been a part of Y Films for a while and you've produced some amazing and very popular content at that. I mean, Bang Baja Barat was one of my favorite web series and one of its kind when it came out. Because you guys were really ahead of the curve with everything. Lekin, that was your life before you started Yuva, right?
Yes.
So what led to this turn of events? How did you go from, you know, doing so amazingly well to suddenly being like, nahi, mujhe ab apna kuch karna hai?
You know, Meha, the thing is that what we did at, you know, we experimented with this idea of purpose-driven content at Y Films. You know, my puri zindagi na actually, the thing is, while in my weekday life, I've been a content creator and producer. Weekend ko na, I've been a teacher. So I've been a professor at Jaihan College for about 7 to 8 years.
Okay.
And I've been teaching 18 to 20-year-old young people for many, many years now. Yeah, and you know, pehle, in fact, before Y Films, I was working at MTV and before that I was in Hindustan Times. And I've been working with youth content all my life. And mujhe ek na difference dikhta tha. In what young people are in their real lives and what we would portray them to be in Bollywood and media.
Right.
So mujhe ek jo sabse irritating cheez lagti hai hamare jo na content ke andar wo hai ki you know, all young people are always either happy or you know, their focus in life is either love or it's friendship. You know, in all the years that I've been a content creator, whenever there's somebody who's come to pitch something to me, it is always showcasing young people as this incredibly powerful, you know, bunch of people who are always just falling in love. Unka zindagi mein purpose hi yahi hai aur kuch karne jobs waste kisi ko chahiye nahi hai. You know, no one's going through any struggles in their life. The only struggle they have is not being able to find a partner.
Right.
Ye, or I would, every day and every week and every month, when I'd be talking to my students, and I was very close to my students.
Yeah.
So, when I talk to them, I used to listen to them. So, on my weekdays, I used to be a storyteller. And on my weekend, I used to be a story listener.
Wow.
And when I listened to them, I'd realize, yaar, inki life mein kitna kuch chal raha hai. You know, hamara ek na perspective hota hai ki achievement wahi hai, jo na log karte hai after they get a certain job or certain, you know, designation or certain amount of money.
Right.
But I feel every young person today, you know, and I think every young person always, to reach wherever they have, they've just gone through so much in their lives. And I find that to be an achievement in itself, you know. Kuch log poverty ke through aate hain, kuch log, you know, lack of love ke through, lack of acceptance ke through. There are kids who have, you know, who've been my students, who've been, you know, who've been part of the LGBTQ community and, you know, coming out in India is in itself an achievement, you know.
Yes.
Itna kuch suna hai maine inke students se, aur main dekhta hu apne content ke andar, matlab सिर्फ लड़के नाच रही है, लड़के सिर्फ गुंडों को मार रहे हैं. तो मुझे हमने Y Films में थोड़ा एक्सपेरिमेंट, दैट्स व्हाट आई वांटेड टू एक्सपेरिमेंट एट Y Films, सी
व्हेदर
इट्स पॉसिबल टू हैव एंटरटेनमेंट विद मीनिंग. और फिर हमने कोशिश की मैंस वर्ल्ड के अंदर, वी मेड जेंडर इक्वालिटी, यू नो, लेडीज रूम वाज अबाउट फेमिनिज्म, सिक्स पैक बैंक वाज ट्रांसजेंडर राइट्स, पप्पू एंड पापा वाज अबाउट सेक्स एजुकेशन.
पप्पू एंड पापा वाज ब्रिलियंट.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, and we saw that a lot of people are liking these shows. And we realized it's possible to make content with meaning. And when I noticed this over 2.5 years while I was there, I realized that ek aur aspect humko jo karna chahiye as an extension of the content that we are making is that abhi hum log online content kar rahe hain. How can we leverage this for offline content?
Nikhil, I remember reading somewhere where you said that you had hit a low point because you were extremely overworked and your mental health took a toll. So Yuva, essentially, if you were to just quickly tell me what it does, because I have a feeling that it is also a personal initiative because you were also trying to fight your own demons in the process.
So
tell me, what does Yuva do?
Yuva is a platform that actually listens to people,
to
young people. It engages with them and then obviously it takes... From the insights that we get after listening to them, we create stories that will reach out to them, but stories that mean something to them.
Right.
सबसे बड़ी, I think, problem, you know, content industry के अंदर है कि हम लोग ना, हमारे पास एक idea होता है कि young person क्या है, but हमने कभी उनको सुना ही नहीं है, हम कभी जानने की कोशिश नहीं की है. And every young person is going through so much of their own, you know, there's a lot of mental health issues that many young people are going through because of the, you know, conservative lives that they lead offline,
right.
And from the progressive ideas, the dissonance in the progressive ideas they have online and offline lives that they lead. So, kuch चल रहा है सबकी लाइफ के अंदर दैट यू आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट फ्रॉम यू नो सेक्सुअल हैरेसमेंट टू बॉडी शेमिंग टू बुलिंग टू पीयर प्रेशर टू लैक ऑफ लव एंड एक्सेप्टेंस एंड वी वॉन्ट टू पोर्ट्रे ऑल ऑफ दीज इश्यूज सो दैट यंग पीपल फील लेस अलोन.
Yeah, and I think what happens is that even when we are talking about all these things online now, we have a certain glorified, glamorized way of projecting mental health also. It becomes a little far from reality, don't you think?
I don't think we talk about mental health at all. You know, ek to mujhe lagta hai ki mental health ka itna stigma hai na. And the thing is, I think every single person I know or in general goes through mental health issues. You know, whether hota kya na, aapko lagta hai jaise physical illness hai na, wo tab we don't just go to the doctor when we are diagnosed with malaria ya fir when we have a very TB, you know, or a big disease.
Right.
Jab cough and cold hota tabhi hum doctor par jaate hai na. So there is you know, it's a spectrum. Same way mental health is also spectrum.
Huh.
आप generally कभी low feel करते हो, you know, and that is also part of your mental health. And of course, then sometimes you get depressed or anxious. So I just think that if we don't talk about this, like if you don't go to a doctor when you have cough and cold, things can aggravate. In the same way, अगर हम लोगों ने if we don't address the smaller level issues that you know we go through mental health, it can turn into something. And at Yuva, what you want to do is you want to use the power of storytelling, the power of entertainment to talk about these issues in a way that is accessible to young people.
Achha.
And that makes them feel less alone.
What is this initiative that you're really taking up where you're traveling across different colleges and you're getting people to talk? Is that what is happening?
Yeah. So, Meha, so hum log kya kar rahe hain na, actually, that's one of the biggest learnings that I've had as a teacher is that unfortunately, hamari society ke andar na, young logon ke liye na, there are no safe spaces.
Hmm.
There are no places for young people to express themselves without judgment. Online abhi koi express karta hai, log usko troll karte hain, log bully karte hain, koi bhi kuch bhi opinion deta hai, log offend ho jate hain. So for the last 3 months, you know, we've actually gone across the country. We've gone to 25 different cities.
Hmm.
We've gone to over 65 colleges, you know, 77 days on the road to listen to young people.
Hmm.
So we've gone to multiple colleges. In every college, we have created safe spaces for young people to express themselves. And oh my God, Neha, have they expressed?
Right.
Log bache roye hain, they've had catharsis, they've had tears, they've had joy, there's been empathy, everyone's hugged each other.
Hmm.
And it's been just beautiful to see what can happen when you just give the privilege of or opportunity to listen.
Hmm.
You know, when you tell young people, I'm here for you and we will listen. And that's what you are trying to do. You are trying to listen.
I read somewhere that you have been chosen by the Bill Gates Foundation. Can you tell me a little more about your collaboration with them?
Yeah, so I've been a delegate for something called Goalkeepers for the last 2 years, which is a Gates Foundation event that happens in New York.
Hmm.
That invites around 350-400 people every year who are creating social change to achieve the United Nations global goals. So last 2 saal ke liye main delegate tha. Last year, in fact, they asked us to produce their campaign film, the official campaign film of Goalkeepers. And Yuva produced that, in fact, executive produced that.
Right.
And this year, I don't know, they think that the work that I'm doing somewhere is good and is causing some positive impact in society. So they have given me the opportunity of being on this global advisory board and I'm representing India and in fact the you know Indian subcontinent region as one of the 10 global advisory board members. So it's been pretty crazy and pretty surreal. So I don't even know, it's a 2-year post and we are in charge of shaping the goalkeepers community, young people and you know predominantly young people, emerging leaders as we call them,
right,
you know, in across the world who are bringing change and how do we bring them together to help them collaborate with each other and to make the world a slightly better place.
Man, hats off to you for pulling such an initiative. And I'll tell you that I'm sure that you do still have days when your mental health takes a toll because traveling logo se baat. So I wish you all the very best because this is something really amazing that you're doing. Thank you so much, Nikhil, for joining me today. I hope we managed to make somewhat of a difference to the listeners today. And yes, like I said, I would really want to hear from you soon. So thank you
so much, Meha. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Tune in Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. for your daily dose of what's trending in Mumbai with Meha. Only on 104.8 Ishq. Do the Ishq, baby. Ishq.